Well, with silver hitting $61 plus, almost really hitting 62, maybe it has. This is actually saying the dollar is collapsing. So for all the times that we've talked about this, really since 2008, even then I said that the fact that they didn't really resolve this issue with the subprime mortgage collapse and the GFC, they didn't really resolve it. What they did is they just kicked the can down the road. I knew at that time that it was going to lead to this day, because it looks like 2026 is going to be the year that it all unravels. Looks like it. We won't know for sure. It's clear that Trump is pushing a lot of stimulus money. There's, you know, a lot of, well, Fed stimulus to the banks, and then there's stimulus to the public that's coming with the so-called tariff dividend. They're just going to basically fly helicopters over the country and just throw money out the windows to try to keep the system afloat a little bit longer. And that is going to cause silver and gold to continue to climb, because the dollar itself will be, of course, collapsing. So although the timing is never certain, the overall trend is exactly as we have talked about and as you have known, because I would imagine most of you listening to this, you have purchase gold or silver over the last several years, and very likely a lot of what you purchase has doubled in value in dollars or more. Some of you purchased silver under $20. That's gone up triple. I mean, these are almost crypto level returns, you know, but in metals. Now, will silver stay at $60? Probably not. It'll probably have some kind of a correction, because markets don't always move in a straight line. They go up and down. There's consolidation. There are corrections. I wouldn't be surprised if silver comes back down to $50 or even goes under 50. But at this point, if it goes under 50, I'm buying. You see what I mean? So we have a new floor in right now. I don't think silver is going back to 40. Maybe, but I doubt it. So if it goes under 50, I'm probably going to buy some more. Just like I bought under 30 earlier this year. I thought, wow, that's a great price. It's under $30. This is a bargain. It's on sale. So whatever you want to do is up to you. But if you have stacked gold and silver, you're doing really well. Now, the thought that needs to really be in your mind as we move forward, you know, here's the thing. Silver goes up a little bit, you're happy. Silver goes up a lot, you're really happy. Silver goes up to crazy levels, you're worried. Why? Why are you worried? Because the system's breaking. If the system's breaking, then you need to start being concerned about counterparty risk. For example, where is your silver? You know, or do you actually own physical silver in a vault somewhere? If so, good. But if you only own silver paper or, you know, stocks that are silver stocks or what have you, silver funds, that's not the same thing. Then you have to be concerned about counterparty risk. So if you are sitting on silver shares or silver ETFs right now, you might want to start thinking about converting those to actual silver. Now, of course, there can be tax consequences for doing such a thing, because if you're liquidating a position, there may be tax consequences. One of the things that you can do on this, and I strongly recommend you look into this, and I don't make any money off of this, by the way, but my co-host on Decentralized TV, Todd Pittner, he has a vehicle. Well, his attorney, business partner, sets up these vehicles for people. They're called UNAs, Unincorporated Nonprofit Associations, and they're set up under the laws of California, but they're available to all Americans. And it costs something to set them up, but once you set them up, you can shift all your gold and silver into that UNA where you control it, but you don't own it. It's not under your social. It doesn't go on your tax return. You can buy and sell within the UNA. You can accumulate assets, including houses or gold and silver, etc. But there are no personal tax consequences to that, because it's all part of a nonprofit association that's exempt. It's actually called a 575E, where the E is IRS exempt. So even though I'm not a financial advisor, I want to be clear, And I can't guarantee every single thing about this vehicle because I'm not the expert on it. But if you want to check in with the expert, go to Todd's website. It's called my575e.com. And he's got a, I think it's a 90-minute video you can watch there. It's a presentation, just explains everything. My575e.com. And there's kind of a mad rush right now to get this done before the end of the year. So if you want to do this before the end of the year and like donate your gold and silver into this vehicle that you control, where you are the secretary of the vehicle, and you actually get an IRS tax number for it, and you can use that to open bank accounts. So it can open bank accounts, you can open crypto accounts with it, you can hold gold and silver, real estate, vehicles, everything, homes, everything. But if you're going to do that this year, you probably need to get moving on it. So check out that website, my575e.com. Now, should you be buying gold and silver right now? I can't say yes or no. I can't say that. At this price for silver, I'm not buying. I'm waiting. It might be a mistake. But again, you know, I bought a lot earlier this year, so I'm doing fine. But if I had a lot of extra cash right now, would I buy silver? I don't know. Maybe. Or I might wait for a pullback, but that pullback might never come. It might be $70 next week for all we know. So I don't know. Use your best judgment. Get the best advice you can. Make your own decision. The thing is, sitting on dollars is a losing proposition. So if you sit on dollars, try not to sit on them for very long. The dollars will lose, no question about it. The silver might go up, might go down, don't know exactly, but at least it's out of the dollar. And you could make the same argument with Bitcoin, I suppose, but I'm not advocating Bitcoin as much. I'm advocating metals because they're physical, they're real, etc. What will Bitcoin do in the future? I have no idea. And I prefer privacy crypto anyway, like Xano or Monero. But if you want to go into Bitcoin, hey, that's, you know, you can pull up Michael Saylor videos and he thinks it's going to $1 million a coin. Okay. Maybe it will. I don't know. But I know gold and silver are going to be around. For sure. Regardless of what happens to blockchains or the power grid or cyber warfare or whatever. So here's the thing about counterparty risk. You also need to be thinking about banks going down. So banks will fail. And as banks fail, then your money can vanish. FDIC insurance, number one, they only have enough reserves to cover a very tiny fraction, I think less than 2% of the banks failing in America. And they only cover $250,000 in each account. And there's a limit for the number of accounts that are covered in any particular banking institution. So if you happen to be sitting on quite a lot of money, let's say you've got $500,000 in an account and the bank is FDIC insured, then of course, if that bank fails, you lose $250,000. Whereas if you have gold and silver in your hands, it can't fail. There's zero counterparty risk. And so gold and silver are the only globally recognized tier one asset that has zero counterparty risk, zero. You don't have to rely on somebody else to keep their word in order for gold and silver to maintain their value. Where you do with bonds, obviously, and stocks, and ETFs, and almost everything else you can think of. Not gold and silver. So gold and silver are bank failure proof, as long as you don't store your metals in the bank vault. So this is why I strongly urge you to think seriously about using safe deposit boxes. Some people will store gold in a safe deposit box, and that's bonkers because we've seen cases where the FBI would raid a bank and they would seize everybody's safe deposit box contents just because they were looking for some money laundering criminal or something. They would take all the boxes. This is a famous court case about this. I think it was involving a California bank. The FBI took everything from everybody. And then people had to work like crazy to even get some of it back. And some people lost everything. So remember, if you can't touch it, you don't really own it, you know, technically. And the FBI or somebody else can just come in and they can just take it. And banks get robbed all the time. I mean, perhaps not safe deposit boxes. They don't get robbed all the time, but it does happen. And I guess the key question is it safer in a safe deposit box than it is at your home, wherever you live? Well, if you live in an apartment complex, then maybe a safe deposit box is safer. You know, there's only so many places you can hide things in an apartment, or if you live in a retirement center or something, yeah, you can't really, what is there, a closet, you know? You know, you can't open up the walls and stick your gold behind the drywall and then repatch it. You know, somebody's going to notice and ask questions. So use your best judgment, obviously. There are lots of places to hide gold and silver, and especially if you have land. Obviously, you can bury it in lots of different places. And I've talked about this somewhat, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to publish a book on our new book site, brightlearn.ai. In fact, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to publish a book about how to hide gold and silver all over your home, in your home, in your freezer, in your yard, hide it inside appliances or whatever. You know, it's going to be a comprehensive book on caching gold and silver, different places to hide it. And some people put gold inside their TVs and things like that. It's like, well, this is a really heavy TV, you know? What's going on? It's full of gold. It's like a $1 million TV. It's a lot of gold. Some people put it in a pot of soup in the freezer, and they sink the gold in the bottom of the pot, which actually makes good sense because it's much harder to carry a pot, a frozen pot of soup, than it is to just steal some gold coins. It takes effort for the soup to melt, you know, or to chip it out with an ice pick. I'm getting the gold, you know, mining for gold with an ice pick in the kitchen. There are other ideas that I've talked about before. Like if you have a rainwater tank, what you can do is before you put the tank in place, you can bury gold under the tank in, you know, some kind of secure storage device or, you know, PVC pipe or whatever. And then you put the tank on top of that, you know, you put dirt back on top, and then you put the tank on top. And then when the tank gets filled with water from your roof gutters, now you have maybe, you know, 5,000 pounds of water on top of your gold. And that's hard for people to steal. Not impossible if they know about it, but hard to steal. But you can still retrieve it when you want to. You just have to drain the water tank. And maybe that's an acceptable level of security, you know? So there are lots of really great ideas for how to hide gold and silver, or sort of time delays like the water tank idea. And there are other ideas, and some of them are gross, so I'm not going to mention them, but there are lots of ways to hide gold and silver. So counterparty risk is the theme here for 2026 in terms of protecting your assets. And be sure to check for my book at books.brightlearn.ai. It'll be under my author page, Mike Adams. And it'll be a book about how to hide gold and silver all over the place with the best ideas that we can come up with. It should be fun. So check it out. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. I'm also the developer of brightlearn.ai. So if you want to use that site, get ready. We're about to open it up to the public for public free tier usage. I can't wait to do that. I think you'll love it. And thank you for all your support. And yeah. Hide your gold and silver because it's about to get way more valuable. Oh, I should mention, if you want to get more gold and silver, our sponsor is the company co-founded by Tucker Carlson. It's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. And we've been working with the same team there for more than 6 years now. High honesty, trustworthy, you know, good integrity. Honest pricing, very competitive, discreet, privacy-oriented, pro-liberty. Their whole philosophy is pro-liberty. So you'll love the team there. Check them out at metalswithmike.com. And remember, don't take any of this as investment advice. Do your own research. Do what's right for you. And remember that every investment has some level of risk, but there's also risk in obviously just holding dollars as well. So do what's best for you. And thank you for listening. Take care.
The Christmas sale for the Health Ranger store begins December 11th at 11 a.m. and it runs through December 15th. And during this sale, you get double the loyalty points on all your purchases. Plus, we have amazing discounts from some of our third-party vendors, and we have a mechanism for you to get tokens for our book creation engine. Also, I'm going to show you all that here. So again, it starts December 11th at healthrangerstore.com, and you can take advantage of all the products that we have here, all of our supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, the personal care products, super anthocyanins, you know, everything, the magnesium supplements. We've got all these different categories, home, food, preparedness, supplements, and so much more. And if you want to take advantage of this with our third-party vendors, then those discounts range from, for example, Nahaya Active Organics Skincare is a 25% discount. We've got Delilah Home for the certified organic bed sheets and pillow sheets, and also they've got bamboo as well as cotton. And that's a 10% discount. We've got Arc Seed Kits available. The Sirthrival brand with Daniel Vitalis. Sertodo, which is the incredible copper goods for your home and kitchen, those are at a 15% discount, and I have all those in my kitchen now. I'm using all those pans and cups. We've got discounts, even smaller discounts, on the Berkey water filters, the garden towers, and many things like that. In addition, let me show you, if you want to, I mean, not only do you get double points, but if you click on your account here, you're going to be able to click on Manage My Points, and then you see it says Clean Food Rewards. You can scroll down and you can redeem your points for a Bright Learn token. That's this right here. You just click Get Reward, and then you click Redeem, and you're going to have a book token to generate a book at our new book creation website, which is brightlearn.ai. And that will generate books for you, and these are some of the books that are other users have already generated. You can click here to view all the books. And wow, there's new books happening. Starlink, Drone Death to Decentralization, the Plant Powered Nutrition Cookbook, the Supplement Code, so on and so forth. Vibe Code, Off-Grid Power Pioneers, Garlic Unleashed. And let's see, we have 319 books right now. You can create your book using that book token. And you can redeem your loyalty line points at healthrangerstore.com. Right here to get those tokens. It's 300 points per token to generate each book. So that's how you take advantage of that during our sale. So again, it all starts on December 11th at 11 a.m. Central, and it runs through December 15th, also at 11 a.m. And we've got all kinds of things that are back in stock. We've got the loyalty line points for the BrightLearn book tokens and the discounts from our third-party vendors, double points. The products that we ship from our store, they will arrive before Christmas within the 48 contiguous states. So if you want to purchase for Christmas for someone, go ahead and shop any of the products that we sell ourselves, not the third-party vendors, but our own products. Those will be shipped and you'll get them before Christmas, guaranteed in the 48 contiguous states. It's just the third-party vendors, we can't guarantee their shipping timelines, so we don't know if you're going to get those before Christmas. And also, you know, the free shipping only applies to the 48 contiguous US states. So outside of that, Alaska, Hawaii, of course, you're used to the fact that there's going to be extra shipping, but that's shown in the shopping cart. So, but one of the cool things you can do is you can actually use a book token to generate a book for someone that's personalized to them as a Christmas gift. You can use a title that they would recognize as something personal to them. Even though the book will also be publicly available to everybody else, but you don't have to put in, you know, names and personal details like that. But it can be an inspired gift for somebody who would love a book about something really amazing, like different varieties of garlic or varieties of broccoli or something inspirational. So keep that in mind as well. Lots of different ways to create thoughtful gifts for people and to take advantage of all of this at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 11th. At 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Health Ranger Store, and the AI developer of the BrightLearn.ai book engine. Thank you for your support.